Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sale marketing for Perion. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. And it's an exciting time. We're halfway through the month. And boy, the numbers look fantastic. Gift card redemptions way, way up. Sales way, way up. Enrollments way, way up. Our shifts way, way up. And most importantly, the sales of our new product, Love, far exceeding our expectations. So exciting things going on with the company right now. And I appreciate you listening. You can hear all those beeps, and you're going to be hearing more beeps as we go through the call tonight as folks are joining the line. So before we get started with our training tonight, which is about simplicity, I wanted to just make a couple of announcements. We've just introduced some new recipes. There's some videos that Dave Sandoval has done. We've got a printout of some recipes, and you're going to be seeing more and more recipes as we go forward. In fact, tonight, as we talk about simplicity, one of the things we're going to be talking about are the simple ways to use the product. So check out those recipes. If you've got some new recipes, please share them with us. You can just email the company or email me. My email address is davidlitt1@comcast.net. That's the best way to reach me. And, good things are happening with the company because people are enjoying the product and they're sharing the love. And we've got a promotion going on right now, which actually gives you the opportunity to get unlimited free samples of this product. For every 5 gift cards you get redeemed, we're going to send you 5 gift cards for free, no limit, no catch. So there's no reason not to be sharing this product, and tonight we're certainly going to be talking about how to do that effectively. Dave Sandoval is going to be headlining our official launch of the product. So we've considered these first few weeks our soft launch of Love, and Dave's flying out to Tarrytown, New York. He's going to be there Thursday night, a couple nights from tonight, and then I'm going to meet him in South Florida. We're going to do a Super Saturday together in Deerfield Beach and then drive up to Orlando and do an Orlando meeting for the first time. So we've got our Love banners, we've got our Love T-shirts, we've got our Love hats. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we'd love to see you and your guests at those events. So if you need the times or the places, please check the flyers that were in the email we sent out today. They're on the events page. They're in your back office. You should have no problem finding where these events are going to be, and I certainly encourage you to be there, especially if you've never seen Dave speak before. Dave is a dynamic educator. He's one of the most knowledgeable people in the entire world of green foods and healthy eating. So, do yourself, do your body a favor, and certainly if you've got some folks that you know that are local, even if you're not, then make sure that they're invited. So a lot of stuff is going on right now with the company, and sometimes it gets almost overwhelming with, these promotions we've got going on, this new product we got going on, this gift card marketing system we got going on. A lot of good stuff going on, events happening, T-shirts, and, what should I do? And that's what we're going to try to answer tonight is, it is to focus on the concept of simplicity. And, maybe the greatest football coach of all time, Vince Lombardi, started out every season with his professional football players, and he started out every season first practice of training camp, and he said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." So that's how basic he went back to is making sure they understood what game they were playing. And so, maybe that's one step too rudimentary, but certainly you can't argue with the success that he had. And oftentimes I find that this business is a business that's easy to do, and it's a business that's easy not to do. And that the reason that most folks don't do the business is because they get confused, because they focus on things that they shouldn't be focused on. They get distracted. They don't have a process, a system. They don't have a simple way of measuring what success looks like. And so tonight we're just going to go through, start to finish, a variety of the different components of the business, and I'm going to give you a couple of tips on each one as to how to keep things simple. And I'm going to start with using the product. I love the Love product. I hope you love the Love product. And I guarantee you, you're going to have a hard time promoting this product if you don't use it yourself. So that is step number one, job number one, is to be using this product. It's a product that's going to save you money. It's a food product that's absolutely fantastic, if taken correctly for your body. And so one of the things that I think is important is a simple way to know how to use the product correctly. And that's why we're coming out with some recipes. But I would say this first and foremost is if you have a very clean diet, if you eat a lot of raw foods, if you eat a lot of vegetarian or you know non-meat dishes, then you may like this product simply mixed with water. Nothing added to it, just in a shaker cup. And I describe it as tasting like sweet cucumbers. It tastes like a very gentle, very mild, very pleasant green-tasting product. So if you know people that you're going to be sharing this product with, especially through the gift code marketing system, you're going to want to ask them what their diet's like so that you can help them to use the products properly. The next level of using the products, to me, is mixing it with something like almond milk. You know, almond milk makes it creamier, it makes it richer, it makes it sweeter, it makes it feel and taste more like a shake. I think it's absolutely dynamite with almond milk, and almost everybody I've talked to who have taken this product with almond milk finds that that may be the perfect sweet spot, and I guess that's probably not the right adjective there, sweet, but it's really the zone in which most people, no matter how clean or how unclean their diet is, that seems to be the way that most people have the best result taking the product. Now, you could have vanilla almond milk to make it even more flavorful. You could add one of our mix-in flavors. We've got three different flavors, chocolate raspberry, vanilla cheesecake, tropical coconut. You could try it with coconut water. And then if you want to get fancier, you can step up to a blender. And then obviously the product is going to taste even better in a blender mixed with fruit or mixed with nuts or mixed with hot chocolate mix or cacao mix or bananas, whatever it may be that you would normally make a smoothie with. And you can even add it to a normal smoothie if you have a juicer and you make a cucumber, carrot, apple, fantastic drink. You can add this to it almost like a protein powder. I know that people are mixing it with oatmeal and even consuming it warm. So this is a product that's very versatile, very flexible, and can taste great in a variety of different ways. One of the other things that I encourage people to do with the product, again, depending upon how clean their diet is to usually start with 2 scoops and 8 ounces of the beverage instead of 4 scoops and 16 ounces. And the reason is it's got a lot of fiber in it. It's got 9 grams of fiber, which is good and healthy. It's super fantastic. But for those who don't eat a clean diet, who don't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, that are eating a lot of processed food, their body's probably going to be surprised by the dosage of nutrition in your body, or their body is going to be surprised by the dosage of fiber. So what you want to do is help somebody understand how to take the product correctly. You're going to want to take the product correctly. And, you're going to want to look for some results. You want to be able to communicate to somebody whether you feel more energy and you're drinking less coffee, whether you're losing weight, whether you're seeing, your muscles start to build, or whether you're saving on your food bill, or whether it's just simple and easy and fun to have this product. So whatever it is, the more specific you can be as to how you're using the product, the success that you're having, then you're going to be able to help people make adjustments. So have some fun. Play with the product. Try it different ways. And I'm sure you'll find, if not the first time, the second or third or fourth time, a way that you're going to absolutely love this product. So that's number one, is you want to use the product. You want to help people to use the product in a simple way and to be clear. So now, as you start to share the product, the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make a list of people that might be interested in the product or interested in the opportunity, considering the company has got everything in place. Almost nobody knows about us. We're growing fast. We've got this new product we're taking out into the marketplace. So the first thing you want to do is you want to make a prospect list. And we have a very specific way that we encourage people to make a prospect list. Keep it simple. It's based on quantity and quality. And quantity is you want to make your biggest list possible. We have a little memory jogger, right in the Getting Started guide, using your key resources of your cell phone address book, your email address book, your physical address book, your day planner, your business cards, your phone lists, church, temple, kids' school, workplace, formal workplace, home office files. There are lots of places that you can get phone numbers, email addresses, or names of people that you can think of. And the good news is that everybody eats, so everybody needs this product. I mean, every single person that you know could use this product because it's about the cleanest, most pure, I would say it is the cleanest and most pure source of food on the planet today, and every single person you know eats. And then most everybody you know, especially in today's day and age, is looking for a little income. So make that list big. Use Facebook, use LinkedIn, and there's no shortage of ways to increase your list. I always, when I'm on the phone with somebody, a new person calls me, I talk to them, I always add them to my contact list. So my contact list is constantly increasing. So that's just a little trick for you that you should get in the habit of, is whenever somebody calls you on your cell phone, after you get off the phone, put in that person's name. You never know when you may talk to them or want to talk to them again. So after you have your giant list, quantity-wise, then you're going to focus on quality. You're going to prioritize your list, the easiest people that you know, the easiest people to talk to, the best people to talk to. So the easiest people might be your family, your friends, your neighbors, people that you know are open-minded, that know your name, and would feel very comfortable with you contacting them. But believe it or not, the easiest people are not always the best, because the best people are those who are natural networkers, the people who are most respected. They're entrepreneurs, business owners, people with some network marketing experience. So, you know, could be health practitioners, could be some people who want to lose lots of weight, people who are super healthy and vegan or vegetarian. So there are lots of different ways to organize that list. You're going to want to focus on similarities between the types of people. So as you contact them, you're going to keep it simple and say, hey, I would love to share with you either this product or this opportunity. And you don't need to make it super complicated. Really, the goal is to get as many gift cards as possible in the people's hands. As you know, we're giving you 5 gift cards for every 5 you get redeemed. So it's basically an unlimited source of samples, and it's something that's a great way to introduce yourself and your business to other folks. So don't overthink it. Hand out those gift cards, and I actually like to email out the gift card numbers, or even be on the phone with somebody. Direct them to the PurienForFree.com site. It's the number on the back of the card that triggers the system, and that way you know for sure that they've used the gift card and they've started that process. So I think it's also important to set a little bit of expectation. You know, you are giving them something of value for free, and at this point in the conversation, you don't need to let them know that you've got never-ending free samples. So, you know, you probably only have a handful of gift cards, whether you have 10 or 20 or 40 or 50. It's still a handful. So let people know that these are valuable cards. Let them know, especially if you're not going to be on the phone with them when they redeem it, that you have an expectation that they're going to, that they're going to either redeem it or not in the next few days, and that you're going to follow up. The follow-up process is also really simple, and I think it's important as you hand out gift cards to make sure that you follow up. If you have not heard back or you have not received an email from the system saying that somebody's redeemed the card within a few days, you really need to follow up. You need to keep track of your gift cards, follow up with those people, and then after they redeem the card, in about 4, 5, 6 days, you should follow up, make sure they know how to use the products correctly, and then in another 4, 5, 6 days, you should follow up again and make sure that they have all the information they need, direct them to a website, your website or whatever information they need. But hopefully the product at this point is doing a lot of the selling for you, but you want to be able to make sure that you're there following up. So they know, they're watching you, they're listening, they know you're serious when you are following up and following through. At some point in the conversation, as or one of these conversations when you're following up, chances are, you know, you're going to have some questions or they're going to have some questions about the product. So, you know, here is, to me, a simple way to describe the product, and we've got our website to help you, and, you know, I'm all about using bullet points and cheat sheets. But to me, I think it's important that you describe what we put into the product what we don't put into the product. And so, you know, what we put into the product is 37 different all-natural, organic, and gluten-free ingredients that that taste great, that are some of the cleanest, if not the cleanest, foods on the planet. And it's 210 calories, 20 grams of protein, 9 grams of fiber. I don't think you need to be much more specific than that. Keep it really simple, really high level. You're going to have a hard time finding a better food source, and that's because of what we don't put into it. We don't put any genetically modified organisms. We don't put any gluten, soy, dairy, artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives, no irradiated ingredients, no synthetic man-made ingredients whatsoever. This is just live, organic, vegan, energy, pure, clean food. So, you know, being able to describe that, and it doesn't have to be word for word. It just needs to be something that is clear and clean and feels different than what somebody might be able to find out in the marketplace. That's going to advance the conversation. So all you're trying to do is find the right people to talk to enough of those people, and continue to advance the conversation so that they have the right information. Some people will say yes. Some people will say no. Some people will want to be customers. Some people may be interested in being a distributor because they're going to hear a little bit about what it is that you're doing. They're going to be curious about this gift card system. They're going to be curious about, you know, how it's working for you. And they may ask about, you know, how the gift card program works. And so, again, just have some simple words, simple ideas about how you hand out gift cards for free. At this point, you can certainly let them in on, you know, this unlimited free sample program we've got going through the end of July. And all you do is direct people to this PurionForFree.com site. You've got the My Purium site to do most of the explanation. And it really is, you know, no more complicated than that. You know, if they want to understand the compensation plan, then, you know, I would recommend they join us on a Thursday night call. I would recommend that, you know, that you talk with your upline and have them or have somebody in your upline that you can count on who can help to explain that. Or email me and I can, you know, get on the phone with people and help them to understand our opportunity. I'm here to do that. We're small enough that I can still help anybody who wants to work. So there's no reason why, you know, you can't have success enrolling new people into the business. You know, if I was to explain the compensation plan in simple terms, I would focus on that if you enroll 3 people with gold packs, you're in profit. If you enroll 4 customers, you're in profit. So, you know, what we do is we hand out gift cards until we get 4 customers or 3 gold packs, and at that point, then we're in profit. And guess what? You start with 40 cards. It shouldn't be too hard to find 4 customers out of 40 cards. It shouldn't be too hard to find 3 business builders out of 40 cards. And then, by the way, we pay 8 levels. We've got all kinds of fancy matching bonuses. And the one pool that I think, or the one other bonus that I like to focus on is the lifestyle bonus, because it's a cash bonus. It's not a percentage. And it's also good because you're able to explain that in comparison with other companies. A lot of companies have a car bonus, and their car bonus pays out $600 if you get the car that the company wants you to get. It's a lease. And if you get unqualified and you have a lease, you know, that they don't help you with that. So they normally pay $600 toward the lease of the car or $300 in cash. We have a lifestyle bonus that starts at $300 a month. It goes to $600 a month, then $1,200 a month, then $2,500 a month. So our lifestyle bonus is much, much, much larger than any of these car bonuses, and it goes way beyond a car. You can use this cash for vacations, for mortgage, for paying off debt, for saving for college tuition, for your kids, saving for retirement, you know, whatever it may be. You know, that's dream money. $2,500 a month, $30,000 a year, that's just one part of our compensation plan, and that's out there for everybody. So, you know, that's a little bit about how to explain the compensation plan. You know, the last two things I want to focus on ultimately may be the most important, which is to train new people in a way that's consistent. So if you're using the product in a simple way that's great. If you're not, you're going to have a hard time with everything else. If you've made your list, quantity and quality, and you've got great people to talk to, hey, you're well on your way. If you haven't, you're going to have a hard time. If you know how to hand out gift cards, you have gift cards, you're willing to hand out gift cards, it's a very simple business. If you don't have gift cards, it's a lot trickier of a business. If you know how to talk about the love product, if you know how to talk a little bit about the compensation plan, it continues to make your life easier. The thing that's important is once you do have success, then you need to help people to get started right. I remember when I had my very first sales job, and I sold advertising space. I worked with the manager for a week and called on some accounts, and then she let me go free the next week, and I think it was the first or second day. I presented to this company some advertising rates, and I was surprised when they said, yeah, this sounds good, we want to do it. And at that point, I really didn't know how to enroll them. I didn't really know how to get them started, you know, when their advertising was due, how they submitted their advertising, how they filled out their paperwork, how they paid me, what our options were. So, you know, the sales manager did an okay job with at least teaching me a couple of the basics. But when it came down to getting people started, which is an important part, which is how I made my money, it was a 100% commission job, she didn't really teach me much. And so, you know, I had to kind of stumble through it a couple of times before I figured it out. So make sure that you get people started right when they join the company. So you want them using the products. You want them to check in with the getting started training. And this is something I recommend for everybody, even before their starter kit shows up. It's in the back office. It's called the Fast Start Training. We're redoing the back office as we speak. It's going to be much easier to find it, but look for the Fast Start Training audio and guide. It's under the marketing tab. And I recommend that everybody listen to the audio, everybody print out the guide. It's a 25-minute audio. By the time you print out the guide and kind of go through it, maybe pause it a couple of times, it could take 30 to 40 minutes. It's really not a huge investment when you're starting your own business. And, you know, I recommend that everybody do that in the first 48 hours or so, well before their starter kit comes. Another thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be emailing out when anybody gets gift cards, and you do get gift cards with a bronze, silver, or gold pack, and that email is going to let people know that there are gift cards available in their back office, in their Purium for free back office, and how to get to that. So we're going to try to make the getting started process easier and more obvious and more, easier for you to duplicate. But in the meantime, it's really important that at the very least that you give people a clear idea of how to do the business, focusing on the getting started audio and the getting started guide. So, you know, whether you call it pipeline, prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll, whether you call it plant, water, harvest, whether you call it promote, follow up, sponsor, and train, it doesn't really matter what you call it, but it's just a simple circular process of helping people to make their list, hand out their gift cards, explain the opportunity, direct people to the website, make sure they have all the information they need, connecting them with your upline, and then ultimately what you want to be doing is you want to find some key measurements. If you're in the beginning of your business, if you just started your business or you're just getting active now because of the love product, then you're going to want to be measuring just a few simple things. And maybe the simplest way to measure is to just do two a day, to make two new contacts a day, to hand out two new gift cards a day, or to follow up with two people a day, or to direct people to your website, or ask them to enroll, or you know, make an email sending somebody the recipes, or helping your person get started. So just finding a couple of activities every day, every single day, to move your business forward, to keep people moving through that pipeline, through that process. And if you want to be more successful, focus on three different things a day or four different things a day. And, you know, so it could be contacting one person, following up with three. Whatever that number is, on a regular and consistent basis, you want to be doing it and moving people through the process. And ultimately, you know, as far as measuring results, If you're new to the business, the focus is going to be how many new customers did you bring in at the end of the month, how many new distributors did you bring in at the end of the month, and how well did you get them started, and are you seeing them have success on the product, and how are you seeing them have success in the business with getting started right and duplicating that. So keep it really simple. Use the product yourself. Make your list, hand out your gift cards. Let the product do a lot of the work for you. Make sure that people have their questions answered, that you're following up, making sure that you know a little bit about the products, a little bit about the opportunity, and a lot about the resources of where you and they can get more information. And especially if you've got somebody you're working with on your upline, make sure that he or she knows what you want to accomplish, how to get in touch with them, how they can get in touch with you, and good things are going to happen. So keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Continue to advance your business every single day. Use the love. Share the love. And Dave's going to be in Tarrytown on Thursday night. Certainly a big opportunity for those up in the Northeast. And then Dave and I both are going to be down in South Florida. Another big opportunity. So, if you've got anybody that you know down in those areas, we would love to see them, meet them, and I guarantee anybody who meets Dave Sandoval is going to be excited about using these products and excited about learning about this opportunity. So let us help you, and help yourself by staying in activity and keeping it simple. So have a great night, and we will catch you Thursday night, 48 hours from now. I believe Dave will have been out of the Tarrytown meeting and probably will be joining me. But either way, I'll be on the line, and I'm sure we'll have a great distributor testimonial as well. So looking forward to talking to everybody Thursday night. Have a great couple of days, and those of you in South Florida, looking forward to seeing you this weekend. Bye now.